You know, times like this is when I really love Easter. And actually, Easter actually is one of my favorite times. People look at me like I'm crazy. They're like, Easter? And yeah, the Good Friday and the resurrection is my favorite time because here in Unity, we don't take the same thoughts about the crucifixion. It isn't like, okay, I don't know if anyone saw the movie The Passion. Oh my God, I really had some issues, nightmares after that. Luckily, I was steeped in metaphysical training, so I could just interpret it metaphysically and say, oh my God. So we don't celebrate this like this, because the resurrection actually has meaning for us. It is our rising from the crucifixion of Good Friday. Now, the crucifixion of Good Friday, in Unity terms, is the crossing out of error thinking. If you go to any Unity church in America, Canada, wherever we're at in the world, you will not find a crucifixion. You will find a cross. Because the cross represents crossing out of any error or erroneous thinking or feelings within us. So anytime we talk about being crucified, and how many of us have been crucified before by our words and our deeds? You're in church, let's tell the truth now. Oh, thank you, Kathleen. Yes, uh-oh is correct. I've been in a lot of uh-ohs before. Not so nice. Not so nice in that, yes, by my error thinking, by my words, by my deeds, I have gotten into a lot of trouble, a lot of hot water, by my wrong thinking. And that's what really Good Friday and Unity represents, is the ability, and that's what Jesus, the I Am. Metaphysically, we know that Jesus is the I Am, the Christ. And anytime we say I Am, we are speaking of our Christ nature. So it's anything that we put behind the I Am that is erroneous. How many times have you called yourself stupid? I am so stupid. I am so weak. I am so bad. Now, it depends on bad and how you think of bad, but that could be kind of good, you know. But any erroneous thoughts after the I Am are crossed out. Crossed out so that you can purify yourself, open yourself up to the truth and the knowing that the Christ abides within you. And you make room. You make room for that goodness, for that greatness, for that truth of who we all are to emerge. So here we are with the resurrection. I love Charles Fillmore's definition of the resurrection. I believe it's from Adam Smashing something. Adam Smashing Being. And he says, the resurrection of the body has nothing whatever to do with death, except that we may resurrect ourselves from every dead condition into which sense ignorance has plunged us. Let me say that again. Except that we may resurrect ourselves from every dead condition into which sense ignorance has plunged us. To be resurrected means to get out of the place that you are in and to get into another place. Resurrection is a rising into a new vigor, new prosperity, a resurrection to some higher state. That is why I'm so happy, because the truth is that the eternal life is our life ever flowing, ever going. To know that we can, okay, hold on to a chair or something, that we can sin. I know I use the S word. You don't hear that much here in Unity. You heard it back in the day with Charles and Myrtle, because in Unity, even in traditional church, it's an archery term. It's an archery term meaning to miss the mark. Sin just means to miss the mark, i.e. sin means that you just made a mistake. Okay, here's your time to raise your hand again. How many times have you made it? How many people have made a mistake?
Today?
Today, yeah. I heard that. Today. And it's all right. You know, they say we're all human, so we're imperfect. Well, I think the part of the Christ component is that we will rise out of our imperfections and to embrace it. But for right now, while we are living in this relative world of change and mistakes, isn't it great to know that change is happening and that you can transform your mistake into something glorious? To rise, to resurrect beyond the challenges that you're going through. What defines us is how well we rise after falling. The crucifixion of Good Friday is the fall. And the thing is to keep moving, to keep rising up. And hopefully, when you rise up higher with the knowledge that you've learned something new. The falling isn't there to keep you down. In most traditional churches, since I've said the S word, I'll say the H word, hell. Hell is in the Bible, so hell is not for your damnation. It's fire and water are a form of purification. In the Bible, hell was represented for two reasons, an incinerator for garbage and an incinerator for the dead. And they called these places hell because incinerators were hot and burning, and the people working them were always red. I mean, just think, if you're in a hot. But it's there to burn off your garbage, burn off your error thinking. So when you find yourself in a hellacious situation, you're not supposed to be there forever. You're not supposed to be there saying, I'm such a bad person, I am such a, again, you hear the I ams used in the wrong ways? No, I've made a mistake. I've made a mistake. And through the guidance and the love of God, I can rise. I always will. It is always available to you. Anytime you fall, know that you can rise. Anytime you've made a mistake, know that you can change it. And in most great places and cases, the way at least I have gone in my mistakes I have made, I go, oh God, help me. And those mistakes turn into greatness. If you allow it to happen. I have made multitude of mistakes and still do, like, yeah, today. How many times today? Yeah. And it is our time, our opportunity to change. Think of this wonderful Easter as your opportunity to shift into a gear that is higher than where you were before, and that the mistakes that you were made were your teaching tools to say, I'm not going back there. I've learned a lesson, and I'm going to move higher. I'm going to do change. I'm going to do different. I'm going to rise from the floor. It's interesting that when you find yourself on the floor, it gives you great perspective. Most of us don't want to be there. I think most of us have come into a church because we found ourselves on the floor and we need help. We want some sort of spiritual help. Well, here's the help. You can get up. Just get up. But Reverend Crystal, it's not that easy. Well, yeah, make the decision that change is happening. I'm going to make change. Change is coming through me. The Spirit of God is coming through me, guiding me through each and every situation, and I will and can rise. But I'm hurting. I know. Allow that pain to lift you up and to know that you can heal. I have lint in my wallet or in my purse. We'll blow it out and make room for more money. My bank account, yep, see the zeros coming behind the numbers. Know that whatever you are in, whatever floor that you find yourself, no matter where you have been crucified by yourself or others, you have eternal life to continue to rise. And so we have, if I can introduce Reverend John Frederick, a ceremony. It's a candle ceremony to allow you to say some affirmations, to release and let go of some of the erroneous thoughts that you have in your hearts and minds, and to rise. So these candles represent different things of which I will call out. And together, while I am lighting the candle, we'll say an affirmation together. I first light the Christ candle, of which all candles will be lit from. And so, while we move forward, let us know that the first candle is your victory over darkness, your victory over despair. Together, affirm.
I light this candle for Christ's victory over darkness and despair.
I am the light of the world. Whosoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
And together, for the second candle.
I light this candle for Christ's victory over sickness and disease.
This candle is victory over sickness and disease.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.
The third light represents victory over grief and sadness. Together.
I light this candle for Christ's victory over grief and sadness.
I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Behold, I am with you always.
The fourth candle. Victory over hatred and unforgiveness. Together.
I light this candle for Christ's victory over hatred and forgiveness.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
The fifth candle represents victory over poverty and lack. Together.
I light this candle for Christ's victory over poverty and lack.
I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me will never be hungry. I came that they may have life, and that they may have it abundantly.
The sixth candle represents victory over feeling unloved and neglected. Together.
I light this candle for Christ's victory over feeling unloved and neglected.
I have loved you with an everlasting love. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love.
The seventh candle represents victory over guilt and condemnation. Together.
I light this candle for Christ's victory over guilt and condemnation.
Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Neither then do I condemn you. Go your way. And from now on, do not sin again.
Go your way. Continue to know that the mistakes that you make get smaller and smaller as you move forward, as you rise up. You have within you, each and every one of you, are Christed beings. That is the teachings of Jesus. All of the teachings of Jesus. Notice that at the end of all the scripture, Jesus, that isn't the end of the story. Jesus just didn't go. He rose and he came to his disciples, his students. Disciples are students. He said, you've learned so much from me. Now it is time for you to disperse throughout all the nations and teach what has been taught you. Become apostles to move forward. So now it's time for you to do, to rise, to not call yourself when you make a mistake something that is against you. You've made a mistake. Move forward. Recognize the mistake, change, and rise. Continue doing that, knowing that within you is everything that you need to evolve, to be the Christ that you already are. You are already God is already within each and every one of us completely and wholly. Allow that God to bring forth the divine ideas which bring forth love, joy, happiness, no limitations. For you to live a joy-filled life where you're continually living. Really, that's what it's about, is living. The resurrection is not about death. It is about living your truth. So move forward. Know that no matter what the world says, no matter what CNN says, no matter what advertisements say or that song that you are just kind of been singing and going, oh my God, what have I been singing? Release, let it go. Know that you are made for greatness and of greatness. You are made of greatness and for greatness. Move forward in the knowing of this. Take the claim, hold on to it, and rise up from any limitations, and then go forth to touch the lives of others, to be the demonstration, the example of the truth, that we are all Christ. God bless you all. Namaste. Christ in me sees the Christ in you. Oh, let's take a breath. Yeah, another one. Put on that new coat. I am the Christ. Even swaggering, I am the Christ. You are too. And then get back. You are too. Get happy with it, yes. So Christ it loves. This is our time for offering. Affirmation. And thank you, Sam, I love you. How can one write something and then forget all about it? I tell you. And so take your bulletin and let us together, it's on here, but take your bulletin throughout the week, use this affirmation. But together, let us say, the Spirit of God is awakening me to all that I am. I rise. Let's say it two more times. The Spirit of God is awakening me to all that I am. I rise. Let's feel it even more. The Spirit of God is awakening me to all that I am. God bless you.